Welcome, thinkers, to another episode of Thinking to Think. I'm your host, M.A. Aponte, and with me today is my co-host, my two-year-old son. So if you hear any background noises or any googling, that is from him. So disregard that as we continue. Today, we're delving into a topic that forms the cornerstone of our lives, relationship building and communication. Whether it's with our partners, friends, or colleagues, the strength of our relationships often determines the quality of our own lives. In this episode today, you will get 10 actionable tips on active listening, communication, and relationship building, plus an additional bonus at the end. That's a total of 40 tips that's going to be coming. So let's explore how we can foster meaningful connections and enhance our communication skills to cultivate thriving relationships. Before we start, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more episodes similar to this. To kick off things, let's talk about the foundation of strong relationships, communication. Effective communication is the bedrock upon which trust, understanding, and intimacy are built. It's not just about speaking. It's about listening, empathy, and clarity. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where a simple misunderstanding led to conflict or hurt feelings? It happens to all of us. That's why active listening is crucial. It's not natural. You have to learn it. When we truly listen to others without judgment or interruption, we validate their experiences and foster deeper connections. So the next time you engage in a conversation, remember to listen and your heart as well as with your ears, just actively participate. Active listening is a skill that involves fully concentrating, understanding, responding, and remembering what is being said. It's a crucial aspect of effective communication and building strong relationships. Here are some ways to improve your active listening skills. 1. Give your full attention. When someone is speaking to you, give them your undivided attention. Put away distractions such as your phone or computer, make eye contact, and focus on the speaker's words. 2. Show that you're listening. Use verbal and nonverbal cues to show that you're engaged in the conversation. Nodding, making small verbal affirmations like yes or I see, and maintaining an open posture can signal to the speaker that you're actively listening. And when we say open posture, like arms crossed, legs crossed, that's a closed posture. So having your arms more open, you can have your fingers touching if you so choose to, but having that no barrier conversation like tables and desks can also create more of an open posture. So be mindful of that environment when you're actively listening. 3, avoiding interruptions. Resist the urge to interrupt or finish the speaker's sentences. Let them express themselves fully without interruptions. This demonstrates respect for their thoughts and opinions. Now, I know this is hard for many people because, believe it or not, you kind of create a dopamine hit. You do create a dopamine hit when you start speaking about your experiences or your life instead of the others. You'll be surprised how the less you say, the more engaged the other person is because they're getting their dopamine hits from speaking to you. So keep that in mind. 4, paraphrase and reflect. After the speaker has finished talking, paraphrase what they said to ensure that you understood their message correctly. Reflecting back their words shows that you were listening actively and encourage further elaboration if needed. 5, ask clarifying questions. If something isn't clear or you need more information, don't hesitate to ask clarifying questions without interruption. This not only helps you gain a better understanding, but also shows the speaker that you're genuinely interested in what they have to say. 6, emphasize and validate. Acknowledge the speaker's feelings and experiences. Even if you don't agree with their perspective, validating their emotions can foster trust and understanding in the conversation. 7, practice patience. Active listening requires patience and mindfulness. Allow speaker to express themselves at their own pace, even if it means occasionally pauses or moments of silence. Silence is, in fact, golden. 8, focus on the speaker's intent. Try to understand the speaker's underlying message, not just the words they're saying. Paying attention to their tone, body language, and emotional cues to grasp the full meaning behind their words. 9, minimize distractions. Find a quiet and comfortable environment for conversations whenever possible. Reduce background noise and other distractions that may hinder your ability to listen attentively. 10, reflect on your listening habits. Regularly reflect on your listening habits and identify areas of improvement. Be open to feedback from others how well you listen and actively work on refining your skills over time. By incorporating these strategies into your daily interactions, you can become more effective and empathetic listener, strengthen your relationships, and foster deeper connections with another key aspect of effective communication is clarity. Clear communication ensures that our message is conveyed accurately and understood by others. Thinkers, how often do we assume that others understand what we're trying to say, only to realize later that there was confusion? By being clear and concise in our communication, we minimize misunderstandings and pave the way for smoother interactions. Improving clarity in communication is essential to ensuring that your message is understood accurately by your audience. Here are 10 strategies to enhance clarity in your communication. 1, organize your thoughts. Before communicating, take some time to organize your thoughts and structure your message logically. Start with a clear introduction, followed by the main points, and conclude with a summary or a call to action. 2, be concise. Strive to convey your message in a clear and concise manner. Avoid using unnecessary jargon, filler words, or complex language that may confuse your audience. Get straight to the point while providing sufficient detail to support your message. 3, use simple language. Choose words and phrases that are familiar to your audience and easy to understand. Avoid using technical terminology or industry-specific jargon unless you're certain it will be understood by everyone. 4, provide context. When sharing information or instructions, provide context to help your audience understand the significance and relevance of your message. Contextualizing your message can make it easier for others to grasp in the underlying meaning. 5, use visual aids. Incorporate visual aids such as charts, graphs, diagrams, or slides when appropriate to enhance clarity and reinforce key points. Visual elements can help break down complex information into digestible chunks and improve overall comprehension. 6, clarify ambiguous terms. If you use terms or concepts that may be ambiguous or open to interpretation, take the time to define them clearly within the context of your message. Avoid assumptions about your audience's prior knowledge or understanding. 7, check for understanding. Throughout your communication, periodically check for understanding by asking questions, encouraging feedback, or inviting clarification. This allows you to address any confusion or misunderstanding in real time and ensure that your message is clear. 8, use active voice. Whenever possible, Use active voice instead of passive voice in your sentences. Active voice tends to be more direct, engaging, and easier to follow, leading to greater clarity in communication. 9, practice delivery. Practice delivering your message aloud, whether in a presentation, speech, or conversation. Pay attention to your tone, pace, and articulation to ensure that your message is delivered clearly and effectively. Finally, 10, seek feedback. Don't hesitate to seek feedback from others on your communication style and clarity. Ask for constructive criticism and be open to suggestions for improvement. Incorporating feedback can help you refine your communication skills over time. By implementing these strategies consistently, you can enhance the clarity of your communication and ensure that your message is conveyed effectively to your intended audience. Now, let's shift our focus to relationship building. Strong relationships don't happen overnight. They require time, effort, and intentionality. Whether it's with our partners, friends, or colleagues, investing in our relationship enriches our lives in profound ways. Thinkers, think about the people in your life who truly matter to you. What makes your connection with them special? Perhaps it's shared experiences, mutual respect, or unwavering support. Whatever it may be, nurturing those bonds strengthens the foundation of our relationships and brings joy and fulfillment to our lives. Build strong relationships requires effort, empathy, and effective communication. Here are 10 strategies for relationship building. 1, active listening. We spoke about this earlier, but I want to reinforce it. Practice active listening by giving your full attention to the other person. Maintaining eye contact and showing genuine interest in what they have to say helps support active listening. Avoid interrupting and instead focus on understanding their perspective. 2, show empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes and try to understand their feelings, thoughts, and experiences. Empathy involves recognizing and validating the emotions of others, even if you don't necessarily agree with them. 3, communicate openly. Foster open and honest communication by creating a safe and non-judgmental environment for sharing thoughts, feelings, and concerns. Encourage dialogue, express yourself clearly, and be receptive to feedback. 4, build trust. Trust forms the foundation of any healthy relationship. Be reliable, consistent, and transparent in your actions and words. Follow through on commitments, maintain confidentiality, and avoid betraying the trust of others. 5, be respectful. Treat others with respect and kindness, regardless of differences in opinion, background, or perspective. Show appreciation for their contributions, listen without judgment, and value their autonomy and boundaries. 6, find common ground. Identify shared interests, values, or goals that can serve as common ground for building connections. Sorry for the background, guys. Remember, I have a 2-year-old child. Explore opportunities for collaboration, mutual support, and shared experiences that strengthen the bond between individuals. 7, be supportive. Offer emotional support, encouragement, and assistance to others during times of need. Show compassion, empathy, and understanding, and be willing to lend a helping hand whenever possible. 8, practice forgiveness. Recognize that conflict and misunderstandings are a natural part of any relationship. Practice forgiveness, let go of grudges, and focus on resolving conflicts constructively. Communication and compromise are key to overcoming differences and moving forward. 9, invest time and effort. Building relationships takes time and effort. Prioritize spending quality time with others, whether through face-to-face interactions, virtual communication, or shared activities. Demonstrate your commitment to nurturing and relationships and maintaining meaningful connections. And finally, 10, be authentic. Be true to yourself and genuine in your interactions with others. Authenticity fosters trust, credibility, and deeper connections. Avoid pretending to be someone you're not or hiding your true thoughts and feelings. By incorporating these strategies into your interactions and relationships, you can cultivate strong, meaningful connections built on trust, respect, and mutual understanding. Now, I understand that in today's fast-paced world, it's easy to prioritize tasks and deadlines over human connections. But let's not forget the importance of quality time and meaningful interactions. Whether it's a heartfelt conversation over coffee or a simple gesture of kindness, these moments nourish our relationships and remind us of what truly matters in life. For your bonus for sticking around, I want to summarize into 10 actionable steps from How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. If you haven't heard who Dale Carnegie is or this book, Dale Carnegie offers timeless advice on building strong relationships and fostering positive interactions. Here are 10 tips from the book that you can incorporate into your relationship building and communication right now. 1. Show genuine interest. Take a sincere interest in others. Listen attentively to what they have to say and ask questions that show your value. You value their thoughts and opinions. 2. Smile. A simple smile can go a long way in making others feel welcomed and appreciated. It's a universal gesture of warmth and friendliness. If you're on the phone or if you're recording a podcast, smile, and it would just sound different. It goes through barriers. So smile. Remember, and this is 3, remember names. People love to hear their own names. Make an effort to remember and use the names of the individuals you interact with. It shows respect and builds rapport. So constantly use their name when you first meet them to show that you're trying to remember their name. 4, be a good listener. Practice active listening by giving your full attention to the speaker. Avoid interrupting and show empathy by acknowledging their feelings and perspectives. I know we kind of harped on that today, but it's just as important to do so. So be a good listener. 5, avoid criticism. Criticism often puts people on the defensive. Instead of pointing out faults, offer constructive feedback and focus on solutions rather than problems. 6, praise others. Look for opportunities to praise and commend others for their achievements and contributions. Genuine praise boosts morale and strengthens relationships. 7, seek agreement. Find common ground and emphasize areas of agreement rather than focusing on differences. This creates a sense of unity and mutual understanding. 8, respect others' opinions. Even if you disagree with someone, respect their right to their opinions. Avoid arguments and strive for peaceful resolution of conflicts. 9, admit mistakes. Don't be afraid to admit when you're wrong. Take responsibility for mistakes, shows humility, and earns respect from others. And finally, 10, encourage others to talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves and their experiences. Encourage others to share by asking open-ended questions and showing genuine curiosity. As we conclude today's episode, I encourage you to reflect on your relationships and communication habits. Are there areas where you can improve? Are there conversations that need to be had? Remember, Every interaction is an opportunity to strengthen the bonds that enrich our lives. Comment below on what you do at work or at home to build relationships around you. And don't forget to share, so this way we can spread this knowledge to others and build stronger bonds. Thank you for joining me on this journey of exploration and discovery on Thinking to Think. Until next time, keep thinking, keep growing, and keep nurturing those meaningful connections. This is M.A. Aponte signing off from Thinking to Think. Stay curious, my friends, and I see you in the next one.